Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
diamond cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause it's time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
Too cool. I think that's when I start to come in. It's 9 o'clock on Wednesday, and you know where Robert, Stacy, and Sparky are, and you are listening to the best damn internet radio show on the planet when it comes to motivation, inspiration, zero impact fitness. It's DDP Radio. What's going on, guys?
Oh, that's a
hey,
long story.
Sparky.
There's always stuff going on, brother.
Yeah, well, shit, it's like everything started to get amped up. I thought, you know, summer's here. Well, it's a time to relax. That's the time to get busy. But it's like fall is actually the time when everything decides to start back up and to start anew again. It's really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Which... it's also a time, which is going to be the topic of our show tonight, that is the best to plan for what's coming in the winter when maybe you start feeling a little worse, maybe you start, the weather gets to you a little bit, it gets a little bit darker, you know, and you start to play games with your mind, you know, and maybe you get a little down, a little depression sinks in. So we're going to talk a little bit about the things that we do to battle that, and maybe where we've been with that kind of depression, because, you know, I kind of see some things creeping in the blog. I know you've seen some things coming in, Stacy, so seems like a very timely topic, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and like you said, there are ways around it. You don't have to let, you know, winter blues bring you down. We got strategies.
We definitely got strategies, and before we hit it, I did want to take just a brief moment to say, you know, it's been, you know, 11 years now, but this week one of the biggest tragedies happened in the nation's history on 9/11. Just yesterday there were a lot of tributes. You've probably seen a ton of stuff going on, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, we should all take a moment to honor those and remember those who gave their lives willingly and unwillingly that day to make sure that we were all safe and continue to do so today. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those people and their families, and a big thanks and hugs out to all of those who still protect us today.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Team DDP Yoga members who are doing that, so hats off to them.
Yeah, definitely hats off to them. Our vets who are in Team DDP Yoga across the world. It is unbelievable. I mean, how much that they support us and how cool they are with other members. It actually makes us the safest workout on the planet. So it's another point. I mean, you guys can all go to the Tony Horton, you know, and go to the Beachbody stuff, but you're going to get hit with a bunch of frat boys. If you really want the solid core of kick-ass mother humpers, they're all here in Team DDP Yoga because they know what's up. And honestly, I think right now we probably have, and this is not a knock on anybody, per capita, the most Marines compared to anything else. It seems like we pull down a Marine every week.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. We've got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure, as we said, that if the Monster Vader was here calling in from his bunker, his secret bunker in the Middle East, he'd have some things to say, too. Probably one of our most supportive and biggest members who is a vet. So shout out to you there, Doug. And also, anybody else who is watching, and this probably got overshadowed by yesterday's events, but Monday night, crazy things happening on Monday Night Raw. And one of the ultimate legends and the best Keller guys, one of the best announcers, Jerry Lawler, was struck with some personal tragedy and actually had a heart attack while the show was going on. So thoughts and prayers go out to him and his recovery and his family. That was pretty crazy, huh, Robert?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. I actually saw Jim Ross did a blog on that I read this morning. And, you know, he was very lucky because of where he was. If he had been in a hotel or on a plane somewhere, he probably wouldn't have made it. But the fact that he was on a WWE show around all of their medical personnel at the time probably saved his life. So it's pretty surreal.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because I thought, you know, there's always EMTs, medical personnel everywhere. I mean, you have, it's the business that you have to have it in. And any sports business, any sports entertainment, you know, has that. And the only glimpse that I caught of it going back was there's one guy, if you see him, he bolted behind the ring on the opposite side of the camera. And this guy, it looked like he was running for his life. I didn't think anything of it. But you knew something was up because the King is never at a loss for words.
Mm-hmm.
And when Michael Cole just kept talking and kept talking there for a second, and that guy, consummate professional, for him to be able to carry on the show with his partner on the ground and you know, to be able to hold it together for that was insane.
Yeah, and, you know, they had talked about just canceling the show altogether, just having it end early, and for all of the people involved to be able to continue the show under those circumstances and do the job that they did was pretty commendable.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing that he did that, and it's funny too because I'm sure, and I don't think he's come straight out to say anything himself, because I know he's been responsive. He went through surgery and whatnot yesterday from the last things I read, but I'm sure Jerry, the King, would say, yeah, keep it going. Don't stop it on my account, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually saw an interview that Michael Cole had done on Fox and Friends. I don't know if it was today or it was relatively recent, but, you know, Jerry is he's either 62 or 64, and he still does like 150 bookings a year for, not for appearances, but for wrestling matches.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And he's still thick. He still looks like he's in great shape. You know, I love it when he jumps up in the ring myself, so. But great, great stuff. And the thing that just got really eerie was when they actually said, okay, let's pull any announcing from the rest of the show. And even on the intros and whatnot, where you would expect, that's when, you know, when he's cutting in an intro, that's when he's at his best and he's just going nuts sometimes. I mean, in the matches, it's amazing. But when he's bringing everybody back to the show, just to have that silence sort of as a tribute to him and sort of to pay respect to him, that was awesome but eerie.
Yeah, it was very eerie, very surreal to watch. I've never seen, obviously, a WWE broadcast without commentators of some sort. So that was pretty pretty crazy.
Yeah, and to the fact even the guys in the ring, especially that was going on in Kane's match, right?
Well, it was during the he wrestled and then he was doing commentary during the next match, which was the Kane and the tag team match after that with Kane and I cannot remember his name, it's escaping me, but against the God, someone in the chat's gonna have this for me before I even figure out what it was.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank too. I want to say
there we go. I knew I could count on Road Beast. It was Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, and it was the tag match with the primetime players. It was about halfway through that probably.
Yeah, and that was insane because there was a couple times where Kane was walking around the ring, and I know he was specifically looking at the back at the announcing table and whatnot, and those guys just kept going and kept it pro because I don't know how. I mean, those guys have to be pretty close and pretty tight anyway. For those guys to look back and see one of their own, something going on, I mean, those guys are all pro, all professional, and a lot of respect for those guys that night and, hopes for King to a speedy recovery and that he does well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't be associated with the wrestling business or work in the wrestling business and not respect Jerry Lawler. It's just, he's the guy who's done so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could even go back to the whole, the whole Andy Kaufman stuff, man.
Yeah.
And to think how many people, how well that he and Andy Kaufman sold that. Not completely derail onto a wrestling talk show, but that was amazing. And to know that those guys then, after the appearances, after coming off the talk show, and to be sitting there planning what they're going to do next, that's just too cool. So, but that's that for those guys, mad respect to everybody who was involved with that and best wishes on a speedy recovery. Which leads us to our champion, our three-time world champion, Diamond Dallas Page, who is not coming in tonight because this guy is busy as shit right now. And he's actually on his way to Nashville, right?
I believe so, yeah. And I should. He's got so many dates. I mean, have you looked at the calendar lately?
I haven't pulled it up in a couple days, but the last time I pulled it up, there were probably 4 empty spaces this month.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something going on. Luckily, a lot of them are radio shows and radio spots where he can, he can do them from wherever he's at. But he's got a lot of appearances. I mean, I added 4 this morning, I think. It's just crazy, all the stuff that's going on. And but yeah, I believe he's going to Nashville to do the YRG. Oh my God, he's going to slap me for that one. Do the DDP DDP yoga.
DDP yoga.
Yeah,
and I think I read on Facebook Slim Gillian's going to be there and a few other team members. So that's pretty cool.
Slim's going to be there. 100 pounds. He lost 100 pounds. DJ's going to be there. Ninja's going to be there. And I was joking with DJ and Slim, telling them that they had. Ninja, that they had to put them all in opposite corners because if they got those guys too close, the sheer amount of awesomeness of Team DDP Yoga that's going to be there would just implode the entire workshop. So, you know what's cool, Robert, about what you said about his radio appearances and he does them anywhere, anywhere he's at? Funny story, when I was in for the infomercial with Steve and Alice in Atlanta, Dallas kept pulling me, and I'll call it riding bitch, and I know he wouldn't call it that because he was just like, come on, let's go. And so he took me to this place. He kept talking about this place called Yeah Burger. So we went, and they do all gluten-free and natural stuff. It was amazing. But we get the food. He's like, shit, I forgot. I got this show. He gets on the call, and I had never, I've heard him do his spots before, but obviously I've never been with him live while he's doing it. We pop, he gets his stuff. He's like, let's go. If you can get the stuff, I'll be in the car. So I grab the food, I get in the car, I'm sitting there waiting to eat because he is just going to town, boom, turns it on. He almost stopped in the middle of the interview. He looked at me and he's like, eat. So it's like, okay, so he's sitting there talking, I'm stuffing my face full of a buffalo burger on a gluten-free bun that was absolutely delicious, but yeah, it's cool. I guess we should throw out the dates for that workshop. Do you have them handy?
Yeah, it's the 13th through the 15th. It's going to be at Nashville MMA.
Cool. And
he's going to be in the New York City area the last weekend of this month at Pure Yoga.
Yes, and there's going to be he's going to be in New York for well over a week, and there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening in New York. And one of the things that I'm the most jealous over is he's going to actually be visiting the Marvel offices to meet with the guys over there.
Nice.
Oh.
What's been going on? What's been going on with Marvel? I don't know if we talked about it on the show or people know what's up with that.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guys over at Marvel. I've talked to about four or five of the guys over there, and they started following us on Twitter and were really interested in DDP Yoga, and they're also huge wrestling fans. So we put everything together. So while he's in New York, they invited him up to the Marvel offices, and he's going to get a tour of the facilities, and they're going to be, you know, he's going to be meeting fans and that work there, and probably do some kind of interview with him as well. So hopefully it'll be up on, you know, marvel.com or on their Twitter or something to that effect. We don't have all the details nailed down, but we do know he's going to be there and he's going to get a cool, really cool tour.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, not only do we have, you know, all the military and all the vets, we got superheroes in DDP Yoga too.
Absolutely. And if one of the guys that are doing it is, I think his name is Agent M on Twitter, and he is absolutely loving the program, and he's got 1.3 million followers.
Wow.
I guess he's one of their big social media guys.
Oh, that is sweet. And for anybody listening on Twitter, it's at RealDDP to get the man himself, at DDP Yoga, and you can catch us on Facebook at DDP Yoga. You know, Bill Trevor's been doing some great stuff with the social media. He's out there checking things out. Robert's in there. You know, I know Stacy's been on the Facebook page helping people out. And, you know, with all this going on, don't forget that Team DDP Yoga is there. I know there's a lot of people on Facebook who haven't even signed up at Team DDP Yoga yet. It is well worth the effort because you get to see the people face-to-face on Facebook. But Stacy, like, Team DDP Yoga, what are they missing?
Well, I mean, there's so much going on there in terms of just the team members blogging, asking questions, answering questions, and tons of success stories. I mean, whether it's like, you know, somebody throwing out how many pounds they're down or inches or what they can do now that they couldn't do 2 weeks ago. It's just really, it's super inspiring. Plus, there are great videos on that site of members and their progress. And if I do say so myself, some pretty great recipes. People are always asking me, you know, I'm so afraid to go gluten-free. I'm going to get bored. But just check out the recipe blog. It's pretty, you'll never get bored. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and you know what we have in it. As far as shout-outs to people, I mean, this is a great community with a lot of POS people in it, and we got a lot of new people, and it's hard to get to everybody. I've actually realized myself it's tough to get to everybody recently and to get on the site and do a lot of welcomes, but there's people like Missy D who came on the site recently, and she's like a ray of sunshine, you know, and she's really cool in the chat a lot. Rich Brooks, who is a homie from Pittsburgh. What's up? One of the only guys I know that came in from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so that's pretty cool. Let's go Steelers. And we got Brock, who is from my alma mater, West Virginia University, the former Mountaineer mascot, the Mountaineer himself. So I was jacked when I heard that. And, you know, from my side, I just want to tell people, that even though I just met most of you and it's totally crazy, you can always reach me at teamddpyoga@gmail.com if you got any questions. So shoot me an email maybe, and that would be really cool because I know I'm not going to catch you all on the site, and sometimes it's really tough for me to interface with you. If you got a question for me, that's where you can reach me. And Stacy, they can hit you where at?
They can reach me through my Hungry for the Truth blog, which is on, it's a Blogspot blog. Also, it's on Facebook. You can also email me at info@stacymorris.com.
And Robert, I would kind of say, where can they get you? But they find you no matter where you go.
Yeah, I can't really hide, so.
Yeah. Because you do, you pretty much hit everything, anything with the site, anything with the product, anything with the appearances, anything with Dallas. You're like the Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, I'm, they call me the workhorse, so I think that's pretty accurate. But you know, if you have a question, ask Sparky. But
feel free, it's okay. It's okay, you may. And if I'm not here, I just word it straight to Stacy.
Yeah, you can find me on Team DDP Yoga. I'm the you know, I'm just Robert. Yeah. I'm not like I don't have a cool name or anything. But you can find me as, you know, the guy who created the site because I'm listed there.
Yeah.
But
little pat on the back because it is damn cool. At this point, I want to say it's too cool. I feel like shooting my bubble gum out of my mouth and swapping it out of the air. Actually, you should do that. But that would be Robert's cool move.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna really take some time and learn that and hope it translates on the radio.
Yeah. On the radio, it'll always be successful. When I do it in person, I look like I'm being attacked by a swarm of bees. So,
interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I'm not the most coordinated person on the face of the planet, hence all my DDP injuries.
Hey, I lost all hope of that when you broke your face trying to do a black crow.
Yeah, hey, but you know, anything that ends up injuring my face can only be an improvement, so. But that's what's going on, and, you know, for people who want to give us a buzz, 347-994-1216, because we know you want to be a part of this, because DDP Radio is too damn cool, and, you know, we love you guys, and we know you don't want to hear, I know you don't want to hear me talk the whole time, and you might want to hear Robert and Stacy, but, you know, we would prefer to hear from you. It's really your show. So at that, we're actually having callers queue up, and tonight we're kind of talking about different stuff involving depression, you know, what's going on with it, how we can get over it, what's happened to you, and if you're in it right now, let's help you out. And we do have callers, Robert tells me, so call in or throw a question in the chat. So if you got an, what area code we got?
The first one is 603.
Okay. What's up, you crazy mother truckers? It's Michael D. Mullins. How are you?
Mikey. Doing good, brother.
What's up? How you guys doing? What's up, Sparkle?
Good.
How you doing, Stacy? By the way, Stacy, I just got to tell you, on the retreat, your husband made that dish with the lobster and the potato flakes and the chicken and the asparagus.
Uh-huh.
We actually kind of just, per memory only, put that together the other night, my girlfriend Katie and I, and it actually came out pretty damn good. So,
oh, that's fantastic! Bill.
We had some company come over. Of course, it wasn't Bill quality, but still, we tried our best.
Yeah, but good for you, and you can make amazing food if you just get a few ideas and run with them.
Absolutely. The reason I'm actually calling is actually I have a question. Anybody who can chime in, this would be great, but I know Sparky's kind of the expert at this, and I've taken his advice on this before. I've been killing all my workouts. I've taken it to a new level. I'm eating cleaner than I've ever eaten in my entire life. But for some reason, for about the past month and a half, I've stayed within 0.2 pounds of wherever I am on my scale. I'm down 40 pounds, which I'm completely thrilled with, and I know that I'm doing well because when I first started this, I was in a size 38 jeans, and I knew mine were too big for me, so I bought a new pair the other day, and they were 32s. So I know it's working well, but I am just stuck. The scale is not giving me anything, and I was just seeing where you guys are at. If you guys have any advice on getting me past that point.
Bro, at 32s, you should be stuck because if you lose any more, you're going to slip through your own hips.
Oh, no. I'm a big 32. I wear my pants low anyway, so I got my gut hanging over it, and they're screaming at me right now, my 32s. They're like, come on, give me some mercy. But I'm still in 32s, but it's just I've lost 40 pounds, and I can't seem to get past that. I still have a ways to go, but my legs have always been small anyway, so I can wear 32s, but that gut sitting above it isn't going anywhere.
Okay. I'll hit this real quick, and then Stacy and Robert, please jump in. You know,
sure.
People have heard this from me before. This is what's worked for me, and what I'll say, changing up anything and everything until you find something that works, do it, because it's going to be something different every time. It's going to break the plateau. For me, it was calorie reduction, pumping protein, okay? There was the sort of workout confusion. You know, I had done double black diamond all the time. I had done energy and fat burner a lot and had to throw in like a double black diamond or a diamond cutter, some different things, lengthening the workouts a little bit. Maybe I threw in a little cardio, had to get on the treadmill a little bit to do something just a little bit different. You know, keeping the gluten-free diet-free was good. Or gluten-free, dairy-free. Yeah, diet-free. Just stop eating. It'll work.
And Spark, I came across an email you sent me a while back that I had done a while back and had some success with, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to try a second attempt at that juicing schedule that you gave me. Trying to kickstart something a little bit. So that's my goal for tomorrow is to start doing that. You recommended 1 to 2 days of just pure juicing and then adding a little solid food in for a couple weeks.
Yeah, and that actually, and we should post that up again for anybody who's listening. Give me a shout out if you want it, real quick. That's what I always have the most success with, is just going with a total juice because it's almost like a cleanse. Start out with a 1 day cleanse. I do a juice every hour on the hour. I stick with basic juices. I do a green power juice, kale, green apple, green pepper, for the most part. That's the base. And then I skip to a carrot orange juice. And then as I start introducing stuff back in, I leave out, like, solid proteins, meat proteins. And I only do, like, rice protein powder when I start to put stuff back in. So, and I'll do that, you know, you do it for a couple of days. It works for a jump start. When I did it, I think I jammed, like, 16 pounds off in a month. I did it like a 30-day juice phase, sort of like that fat, sick, and nearly dead Joe Cross guy. So, definitely that works. I mean, I think always switching it up, and it kind of sounds like you know where you're going. But Stacy and Robert, what do you guys have for Mikey that's worked for you?
Well, remember, I mean, I did this. I started DDP yoga to gain weight, so I've never really had that issue. So this is definitely going to be the Stacy and Sparky answer.
Well, okay, I have a couple points that you might want to consider, Michael. Do you eat a lot of processed meats and things with nitrates in them?
I don't eat a lot of processed meats. I mean, most of the stuff I get, I mean, I don't know how processed it is, but it's fresh from the counter. I probably should.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like deli meats or cured meats, hot
not
dogs.
Not really deli meats. Not hot dogs. I've been doing like a lot of chicken. I mean, honestly, I've never eaten this clean in my life. I'm doing, like, a lot of chicken. I don't do much red meat. I mean, I'm not opposed to red meat, but I will partake in a steak once in a while. But it's just not making sense to me because I'm eating so clean. I feel like I should be getting the results. It's just I expected once I started taking the weight off that there was going to be a slowdown period for my weight loss, but it's been seriously a month and a half, and I haven't moved between 0.2 of where I was.
Okay. How often are you weighing yourself?
Once a week. I know people want me to do it month to month, but if I don't stay on top of that, I feel like I could lose kind of my focus on it.
Okay. But you said you haven't moved in a month and a half?
Yeah. It's been seriously within 0.2, 0.4 pounds of the exact same weight for a month and a half.
And how much dairy are you doing?
I don't do any dairy. I'm eating clean. I'm gluten free. I do rice milk and vanilla almond milk is what I'm drinking. And I don't do that very often. I'll have like the gluten free checks in the morning with some almond milk, and it's not much. So.
Okay, and you don't think you're under eating? Because sometimes
the
body.
No, definitely not. Because the thing is, which I've realized, which is crazy, is since I've been eating well, and since I've started the program, is I'm actually eating more than I usually do, because I'm eating, you know, before I wouldn't eat all day, and then I just, you know, down like a ridiculously disgusting dinner, but I've really spread it out throughout the day, and the only thing I can attest it to is I know that I'm toning up, because I see my muscles getting bigger, and my girlfriend will catch me looking in the mirror, flexing myself, and roll her eyes, and I'm like, what, I've never had muscles before. So I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, that could be part of it. I mean, muscle weighs more than fat. That could be one reason. But, you know, I've never had this happen to me, but all I can kind of guess is your body might just be kind of regrouping and, you know, taking a little rest from all the changes. So
yeah.
I would say as long as you're not going up, and that, you know, so that's really the main thing. Maybe your body's just saying, hey, I need a little time out, and then we'll get back in gear.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just hoping it doesn't stay that way for long, because I do have goals that I want to hit, and I've set time frames for these goals, so it's been kind of frustrating. I know it's not the end of the world, but it's been frustrating because I know how well this program works, and I just want to be one of the people that can post up on their Facebook or on their Team DDP Yoga site, I've lost 10 pounds this month instead of staying the same for 2 months.
Well, I think you should just really be proud of the fact that you're eating so clean and you're really owning it and doing the workouts. I mean, that's inspiring. Post that. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Some people are looking for the motivation and the will to do what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, even on my worst days now, I feel 100 times better than I did before. So that's something to attest to. And I know it'll come back. I know I'll break through this plateau, and I'm going to start Sparky's juicing thing tomorrow. I've already bought all the fruit for it, so I'm starting waking up tomorrow with a lemon water, and I'm hoping that'll break it through. I just wanted to see if you guys had any advice or knew of any reasons why I would be doing this when I'm, you know, owning it so brilliantly.
Well, here's one thing.
Yeah, well, I know DDP, if DDP were here, he would probably suggest that you try a little food combining.
Yeah.
And not mix carbs and proteins. That's that's something. It's not always a practical thing to do. I do it when I can, and I do notice a difference. I'm leaner when I food combine.
Oh, really? I've heard DDP talk about that, but I'll have to look into that more because I'm not too familiar with the concept.
You kind of do it naturally with the juicing, but take a look at it. Put food combining into Google, and you'll get all kinds of food combining pyramids that'll just show you when you need to eat tight. And so the one question you'll get is how much do I separate them? How much time do I need between eating the two groups? It's about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So some people do complete separate meals, but when I've done it, that's what I've done. And the other thing sort of on the way out here, Mike, with how hard you've been killing it too. Mark for Awesome in the chat said, I just saw muscle tone and flexibility are increased, and that just popped in my mind. You know, at some point, you're putting on muscle too. I mean, I think when you're kicking it, you can put on like almost at a maximum, like a half pound a month. So, you know, at some point, you know, you're going to start to see that's going to stabilize, and, you know, you're going to start to drop weight or fat, but you're not going to notice, you know, the weight change more so than the composition of your body change, if that makes sense.
Okay, awesome. And I have one more question for you, Sparky. When you're doing your juice cleanse, do you notice any less of an energy level to be able to do the workouts and stuff?
No, I'm actually at a pretty good level because the way I do it, for me, I think it's because I take the juice in like every hour, and it's a good sense of carbohydrate. So at any one point, I'm not completely depriving myself of energy. And actually, when I then if I did or if I do feel like I was sapping energy from the workouts, tossing that rice protein powder in, which is what I like to use, or maybe throwing some egg whites in will help balance that out for me. So I've never really had that much of a problem with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for your help. It really did help. So it's good to know I'm not going crazy.
No, you're not. Keep up great work.
All right. Thank you very much. See you guys later.
Take care, bro.
See you.
Oh, man. But Mikey is doing so much out there, guys. Stacey, you had mentioned there's so many people that put videos up. And it's really cool to watch people in their journey when they're reaching their peak and their stride, because they throw a lot of stuff up there. And Mikey is putting a lot of stuff. He just put like a Summer's End video out there. That's a pretty good watch. So if you're listening, check it out.
Do you want to roll on with the?
Yes.
Yes. Roll on with the next caller.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. The next one is 704.
704, who are you and where are you at?
I know I've been down one.
Well, it's got a one next to it. Okay, well, we'll just jump. Have a good day.
Enjoy the show. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Okay, interesting. The next one I think may be a Skype caller.
Skype caller, who are you?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. No, it's not Skype. It's one of those 10-10-7-10 numbers.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's all nines. Usually Skype's all ones, but that was the closest thing I can come up with.
Well, anyhow, it's Brandon. I'm calling from Montreal, Canada. Montreal, Quebec.
Hey.
What's going on? Hi, Brandon.
Hi. So, basically, I'm just calling. Today was supposed to be my 60th day of DDP yoga straight, but something came up in around day 40, so that kind of got thrown out the window. So
Did you say, you said not just 60th day, but you said 60th day straight? So you got 40 days straight in?
Yeah, I got 40 days straight in, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. So I got that done, and then for the last 20 days, it's been kind of on and off. So I decided that as of yesterday, I wanted to start it straight again. And what really inspired me was when I heard Slim last week as the Warrior of the Month, and I'm really happy that you guys are doing this Warrior of the Month. It's really motivating and inspiring, because I'm 300 pounds, and when I look in the mirror, I don't see 300 pounds. I see 600, you know, especially when I take the photos of myself doing the poses.
Does that mean that at one point that you were at 600, or you just don't really like where you're at right now?
No, my largest is 300, but when I look in the mirror, I see 600. I see double.
Gotcha.
You know? So when I see guys like Slim doing this, and as well as the other people that you have for Warriors of the Month and Warrior of the Week from before, it's really motivating to see them that they're doing it. So.
And that's a good way to remind me. I've been meaning to mention that if anybody wants to throw their hat in the ring for being Warrior of the Month, shoot an email with your story and your pictures over to warrior@dallaspage.com.
Perfect. And what I wanted to say is, because I'm starting back yesterday, so I'm going for another. I want to go straight till December 13th, and what I want to do is I want to be your first Warrior of the Month for January for 2013.
Nice.
So that's my goal. And I put it up on Team DDP Yoga last night that if anybody wants to do it with me, to email me on Team DDP Yoga and we can do it together. I mean, if they get it or I get it, it's not about getting the free stuff or the free T-shirt. It's about motivating each other to get the stuff done, because really getting down to 200 pounds is more of a goal for me than getting a T-shirt. No offense to the T-shirt.
No, not at all. I mean, that's why we pick the people that we pick, because we want them to inspire others.
Great. Yeah, that's definitely. But I have a couple questions, though. I want to know, do you guys take any supplements like digestive enzymes, probiotics, anything like that?
Oh, man, I take, you know, some fish oil, omega-3 stuff, and I take, like, a multivite for the most part. And if I realize that I'm not getting a lot of meat, I might take a mineral pill, like an iron pill or something like that. But that's it. The guy that you want to talk to who is Mr. Supplement and can tell you anything about it, okay, check stuff periodically. He might not be on the site a lot, but he watches, is Henry Dembski, HD. He's like the doctor of supplements. I know, Stacy, you might do something different, but
yeah, well, Henry could definitely write a book. I consider him very much an authority on nutrition and supplements. I take a few things. Occasionally, I'll do the probiotics. I don't do it religiously, and I don't do it, you know, three times a day. But I definitely do a multivitamin, fish oil, and CoQ10 for the heart.
Okay. Brandon, are you in the chat right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'll actually post this on your Team DDP Yoga page. But there's actually a supplement section under the gluten-free, dairy-free section on the site where Henry kind of laid out. He was on the show, I don't know if it was the beginning of this year or last year, where he did a full supplement show and talked about a lot of things and some basic things to take. And he has a full blog up there listed out. So I'll just put that on your page. And if I'm looking at you right, if you're the right friend and you posted your wife caught you cheating and you're not going to do any half-assed bullshit anymore, right?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. I'll drop it right on your page for you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. I got two more quick questions. Started something, I started off with both feet in, and I'm very determined, but I get discouraged very easily. I'm also very negative in my own thoughts about myself when I look in the mirror and stuff. I want to know, like, when you guys get pissed off or you want to emotionally eat, what do you guys do? How do you guys stop yourself? Is there any books or CDs that you guys use that recommend to stay positive?
Well, I have trouble with that. I was an emotional eater. Luckily, by some way, shape, or form, my metabolism stopped me at like 233 pounds. But it's tough. Sometimes I will have to make like a gluten-free pizza and make sure I only eat one or two pieces because I still need that comfort, you know.
Okay.
But for books, I'm going to tell you, I grabbed this book when I first got here. And it's by Mark Miro, who has been a great friend of the show and a great friend to Dallas, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet. It's only about 100 pages, but this is a fantastic blueprint on how to think, what Mark would say, pause. And basically, he tells you happiness is a choice. And then he gives you some basic ways to let go of things in your life, so you can focus on being happy and pause. I think it's like 15 bucks on championofchoices.org, I think is the site.
Uh-huh.
It's 100 pages. The day I got it, I picked it up, I cracked the book, I didn't put it down until I finished reading it. To me, it was that good. And it was that good because I don't read. I hate to read. Reading is painful, is actually pretty painful for me because I'm kind of like more of a hands-on. I like to be the sort of doer kind of guy. But this book, to me, was fantastic. I can't put it over enough.
Okay, yeah, because I'm the same way. I hate reading, so.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that worked for me is that you should really spend some time on policing your own thoughts. And when you have negative thoughts, you correct those thoughts. I'm trying to think of a good example. When, you know, if you're, I don't know what's going through your mind, but if you're looking into the mirror and saying that you're disgusting, or for one example, you correct those thoughts into something positive, and you don't allow those negative thoughts through. You pretty much need to learn how to police your own thoughts. It's something that doesn't happen overnight, but it's definitely something that has helped me quite a bit. One of the things we're going to talk about is depression on the show, and doing that, when I started to get depressed, because I've dealt with a lot of it over the years, one of the things that I've learned is that when I start feeling depressed, I don't start I don't allow myself to think about it. I don't allow myself to go, I'm getting depressed. I instead repeat to myself, I don't get depressed. I don't have depression. And, you know, if you have like a chemical imbalance, it's not going to help that. But when it's your own brain, your own mind causing it, that will help immensely.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, because I relate to what you're saying in terms of the negative self-image and the negative thoughts directed at yourself. And really, what I had to do, you know, was just literally reprogram my brain and start telling myself different messages about myself, even though in the beginning when I first started doing it, I didn't believe, you know, the new positive messages. I just, you don't have to really worry about whether you believe it or not. It's repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to start reversing your opinion of yourself. And it just, it's like a almost a form of neuro-linguistic programming. The brain and the subconscious mind will obey whatever images and descriptions and words you give it. So you might as well give it, you know, something positive to go on. And the other thing about emotional eating is, you know, sometimes I'll allow myself a release through food, you know, and I'll have something fun, something that just tastes good because I want it. And I do that very judiciously. I don't do it all the time. What I do most of the time, it's not, you know, it sounds easy, but it's not always, it's just simply feel the feelings when they come up, because that's what I was doing all those years, was I was trying to shut them off and numb out from the feelings that I didn't want to feel. It's the only real way I've found to keep the weight off, to keep the binge eating at bay, is just to, you know, it's not fun, but I'd rather do that than live, you know, like a half alive life.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And one thing I'd sort of add to that is, focusing on both what Robert and Stacey said, I pulled out that, like, they're both active participants in sort of solving what's going on with them, because they kind of spot it and realize it. And just to pull one of the things out of Mark's book, where he's an active participant, and it's a pretty cool exercise. He's got a marble jar that he fills with marbles.
Yes.
And every day he pulls a marble out of the jar, or every week, and he proclaims what was special and tosses that marble away. The thing is he's put as many marbles in that jar as he has, I believe, weeks left in his life.
Yeah, in the average lifespan, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of a cool exercise to one, remind yourself that you're an active participant in it. Two, remind you that something awesome happened to you this week. And three, cherish that something awesome, because you never know, you know when you can have that much control over your life, or, you know, what's going to happen. So it's always better to be paused than to not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because right now you're like a victim to your own thoughts, and that's, when you think about that, that's pretty crazy. That you can definitely take control of that, and you know, you can't. There are external sources for negative self-views, of course, but there, you could definitely impact that a great deal and start feeling better about yourself.
Oh, I just thought of something. One of the best books I ever came across is called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and he talks all about thoughts and how we can literally just be so vicious to ourselves and just multiply our pain because of how the mind and the ego works. And he explains it brilliantly, and he gives really practical, very doable solutions. So that's a book that's on tape, and it's also, it's just a quick read. It's not a huge book, and it's one of the things that's helped me the most in recent years, The Power of Now.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check those out. And I also got...
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
So what is Brandon? I think we lost Brandon. Is his line still active, Robert? Or?
Yeah, I think it looks like it's still active, but he may have lost connection on his end.
All right. Well, Brandon, I hope that all helped you out. If not, hit us up I mean, we know you've been busting it. You're all over the site and making your posts and your blog. So kill it and get with us if you need it. I know we got some other callers waiting, so let's get to them. If you need to give us a buzz back, Brandon, feel free.
And I should have marked that line that didn't want to talk, so I'm hoping that this isn't that person's because I'm going to bug him again. It's 850 area code.
Would that be me?
That sounds like you.
Hi, guys. It's Becca.
Becca, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to call in and be like, I love DDP already, the Team DDP yoga site. I know it sounds weird. I've been here like maybe about 3 weeks, but I recently just got my DVDs, and I just like, I mean, everybody's just really friendly, and I really hope that the new people that have joined are getting acquainted as well.
Let me tell a cool story here about Becca. She's already cutting videos and putting them on the site, and Jake started a wolf pack, a Team DDP Yoga wolf pack, and Becca jumped in and tell them what you did, because you went out and you had yourself something made.
Yeah, I also made the graphic for the wolf pack, the Team Wolf Pack, Team DDP Wolf Pack. But I went out and I got a shirt with a wolf print on it. And I put airbrushing on it where it says, we run together, we die together. And I wear that every time that I work out because it gives me motivation.
Nice.
So.
And I think that's awesome.
That's cool.
What I love about it was the phrase, when we run together, we die together, because you've been here 3 weeks and you get Team DDP Yoga. And you're all over the chat helping people out already, trying to motivate people. I mean, I know Brock was in there struggling for some, I wouldn't say struggling, but looking for some dietary advice. You were all over that.
Yeah. Well, before I found Team DDP, I was on sparkpeople.com, which I know Sparky knows what that is, and some of you might know. But for 3 months, I was kind of doing it on my own. Like, I didn't have the support, like, you know, just a chat to ask a couple questions. Oh, should I eat this? Should I eat that? I did a lot of research, and I lost around 25 to 30 pounds. The problem with that is, though, like, I live in a very small town, and it's kind of hard to get the dietary needs that I need. So other than that, like, I, you know, when I found DDP Yoga, it was kind of like a godsend, really, because I was looking for something else. Like, the what I was doing wasn't enough, so.
That's cool. So, do you have a question or a specific goal that you want to throw down right now that when you call us back in a couple weeks or next month that you're going to hit?
My goal for this month is 10 pounds down and, you know, being able to do a 3-second push-up. My 90 day is going to be to try and do a Black Crow and lose 30 pounds.
Nice.
So that's basically what I want to do. And then on the topic of about depression, I mean, I think a lot of us who are here to battle that demon, basically. And on my behalf, what I usually do is I try to, you know, I deal with the emotion, like I wallow in it, basically, and then I figure out what's causing that emotion, and then I try to make an active plan to not let myself get in that way again. So it's always nice to just kind of plan yourself out and, you know, follow it.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool.
Good.
I think it's great that you threw those down, and I think that the challenges, because I think one of the things that helps fight, you know, depression and kind of, you know, reaching for a goal helps do that, because you're looking forward to something instead of looking at something that you didn't get or you haven't obtained yet. You're looking forward, and goal setting is a great depression fighter. In my case, I don't know about you, Robert and Stacy, but how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I'm not really big on goal setting, but, you know, I do really one of the things I do that's kind of along the same lines is to, instead of focusing on what I don't have, is focus on what I do have. That sounds simple, but it's very important.
That's a good one. I do like to have, I don't often set like formal goals, but I do, like Sparky, I like something to look forward to anticipate. So I've just set myself a little, mark on the horizon, which involves 3 years ago I did a marathon, a walking marathon, and I'm kind of challenging myself along similar lines, even though I'm not doing a marathon. I want to just train like I am. And that is like, it's revved me up again, and I needed that because, you know, even though life is good and I'm still, you know, at a good weight, I don't want to get complacent and I don't want to backslide. I want to get stronger. So definitely having stuff to look forward to helps.
That's awesome. And back to the last thing I'd leave you to, I'm gonna throw what might be some Arthur logic at you for your 90-day club.
Uh-huh.
You said you were going to try.
Oh, yes.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yes, Yoda Master.
Oh, and I wanted to say one other thing to Becca and anyone else who lives like in a small town. Do whatever kind of research you can, and you can shop online for some of these gluten-free things. You can order online, or you can make it really fun and do a road trip, you know, like to a bigger city, like three hours away, and stock up. I've had to do that. You know, because I don't really live in a metropolis, and it's actually kind of fun to make a road trip and kind of look at it as a clean eating, you know, mission. So you have options between that and the internet.
Oh, that sounds like a really good idea. I didn't actually think about the road trip thing, so that sounds really cool.
Or you could just move.
I'm working on it.
All right.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you guys, and thanks to everyone who always talks to me. And if you have anybody ever has any questions and I can help, I'm always there to help or listen if you have need someone to talk to.
Is your name Becca on the DDP Yoga site?
It's Becca the Cutter Monster Kemp.
Okay.
And she actually shortened that from what it was before.
Yeah, it was way longer. It had my full name on there, so.
All right, cool. Well, Becca, keep going. We'll be here listening for your, waiting for you to call back in next month with your 10-pound goal to tell us you hit it, and then in 90 days, waiting for your picks of the Black Crow.
Will do, guys. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, go for it, Becca.
Have a great week, Becca.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, and we lost Brandon. We had Brandon, and we lost Brandon again. But that's cool because there's always Team DDP Yoga out there. So, we're hitting the this would be the bottom of the hour, I guess. And that is just about the show. Do you guys have anything on our topic that you want to throw out at anybody before we start to get out of here?
We covered a whole lot of area in a very small amount of time, so I'm good.
Same here. I just want to keep encouraging everyone to keep posting on Team DDP Yoga because I just get so much out of it, and I know the more we show up and have a presence, the better the site is.
Absolutely. And for anybody who has sort of that, Brandon, hit the eating, you like to eat for comfort. If you're having trouble finding stuff to eat, you can always hit Stacy's Hungry for the Truth blog up, right?
Yeah, I've got lots of recipes on there. Thank you for the plug.
Yeah,
that'll cost you.
And that's a great place to hit. If you don't find it on the site, hit that. I'll plug my one nice recipe I got props on this week was my buffalo pot roast, which I reposted on the site. A couple people saw that, so that's good too. But if you want something beyond buffalo pot roast, get Hungry for the Truth. you know, for
well,
everybody
one thing
else,
real quick.
Yes.
I'm doing this just for Bill. Bill, if you're listening, this is for you. Make sure you check out our Facebook at facebook.com/DDPYoga and follow us on Twitter at DDPYoga. And, of course, if you're interested in being the next Warrior of the Month, hit us up at warrior@dallaspage.com.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys can't miss that. If you think you're owning your life, I don't care what weight you're at. I don't care how strong you are. If you're doing DDP yoga, you're going to be lighter, you're going to be stronger, you're going to be faster, you're going to be better than you were yesterday. So
yes.
And you will be a warrior. So put your story in, because if you look around, there's some pretty compelling stuff out there, and what you have to tell people is going to be compelling, and it's going to motivate somebody. There's over 8,000 people approaching 9,000 people on Team DDP Yoga, thousands of people on Facebook, thousands of people on Twitter. I mean, there's somebody out there that you're going to inspire to take the steps forward. I'd say, too, if you're in the Nashville area and you're thinking about it, I think it's $60 is going to get you a kick-ass workout, and there's going to be two of them. If you're intimidated, there's a beginner. If not, you can hit the kick-ass advanced workout what is that, MMA Nashville? I know I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, Nashville MMA. And
Nashville.
Although I really hate to correct you, Sparky, we're actually – right now, we're sitting at 9,442 members on Team DDP Yoga.
Fantastic.
That's me picking my jaw back up off the ground, because approaching 10,000. Stacy was here. I was here. Robert was here when we had, 10% of that?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I was here, you know.
Yeah.
I was here three sites ago when we had, you know, we were lucky to have 300 or 400.
Yeah, and so definitely, guys, check that out, because not only are you going to work out, but Dallas is going to check that out, and he's going to make sure that when you're there, he's going to make sure that you're taken care of, and he's a person, and he makes sure that you feel like a person, and that you're not just, you know, on a mat working out with him. It's a totally cool experience, and it's well worth it. It's well worth taking it in and meeting the man himself, because he is definitely a genuine and a very cool dude. You know, I might have been a mark when he was a wrestler, but he's a phenomenal person. He's a phenomenal person. So anybody who will tell you otherwise deserves a smack. actually, they deserve a diamond cutter from the man himself. Or any one of us who want to give it to them. So at that, folks, you know, it's been real. It's been fun. And I'm going to stop myself, because we have one last thing to do, because Nolan Bobbitt has been a member, has been very excited about what he's been doing, has lost 71 pounds. So let's end it with a bang. Nolan, congratulations on the 71 pounds. If that doesn't get you on the road to positive, well worth the applause. If that doesn't get you on the road to pause, if last week's show doesn't get you on the road to pause and show you that there's another way other than depression and beating yourself up, I don't know what will. And if you don't know what will, hit Team DDP Yoga and we'll get you out of it. So remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. Make the change today, and if that 10% comes a knock-in, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.